Boom.
Welcome to the Committed Mentality Podcast. We're a couple of guys just...
You still got to read from that? God damn.
I wasn't reading. I was just going.
My bad. He was looking off into the distance.
Yeah.
Nah, he was like down looking at the phone. Like,
these are notes. They're not even the thing.
That's the intro, man.
Bro,
I'm playing. Go ahead.
God. No topic is off limits. No feelings are spared. Sit back and enjoy. This is the Committed Mentality Podcast. What's up, fellas?
Yo.
How y'all doing, man?
Man, fantastic. So this past week, I just found out, I guess, since we last recorded that the NBA is coming back December 22nd, I believe.
Oh, I was just about to ask y'all that, too, because I didn't even pay attention to what the date was.
Yeah.
I just found out like a week ago they were coming back that fast.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Well, because they're supposed to be back, like, what, already or within the next couple weeks normally?
Yeah.
Like,
normally
November
they would have been back 20 in October.
Something or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Normally they would all have been done.
Well, training camp and stuff, but I'm saying, like, aren't games.
The first game used to be in October.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like the end of October.
And it's not preseason?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Anyway,
yeah, preseason would have been over in October.
Anyway, we'd be about 15 games in by now at least.
I got you.
15 to 20.
So I'm excited. What my question was, how do y'all feel about, one, how do you think that's going to come back? And two, how do y'all feel about, so I feel like we were spoiled with basketball because I think we all like basketball. I feel like we were spoiled with basketball throughout the summer because at the beginning of the coronavirus, like we got to watch them in the bubble and, you know, they had no outbreaks. There wasn't no pauses. Well, except for the Black Lives thing, but there wasn't really any pauses or any shit. But now we're in other sports and they're having to cancel games and all that kind of stuff. So I want to talk about that. But how'd y'all feel about the news of NBA coming back?
I'm happy.
Yeah.
I fucking love basketball. I'm sorry that the Big Three couldn't find their way into a bubble because I love watching the Big Three. Like I was thinking, like, man, it's so little amount of teams. It's like eight teams.
Yeah.
Each team has five players. I mean, y'all couldn't find some bubble somewhere that y'all can just – you know what I'm saying? Go there and still have the games. Because those games came on, like, regular TV, like CBS and shit. And, yeah, I missed the Big Three.
Yeah.
I heard the thing, and I was looking up the number to check it. But y'all see what Golden State's talking about right there?
Uh-oh.
Golden State said they're going to spend upwards of $30 million to test every single person that comes to the game so they can have the games at least 50% capacity.
Other teams are talking about letting players into the arenas.
Man, and what do y'all think that's going to look
like?
Not players,
fans.
Yeah. They're not going to pack the arenas.
Yeah, he said it's at 50%.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy, though, because I can't even imagine, like, you're going to be with your people. Like, I guess you'll sit with your family, maybe. So maybe they're going to space everything out.
And, yeah, they're going to have certain sections that are off limits. Like, they can't sell those.
Interesting.
That's what I'm guessing. How I see it in my head, that's how it would be.
That's what I've seen at some of the college football games and stuff like that. Like, you'll see,
yeah,
like,
they got certain
three, four people sitting together, two, three seats empty, four, three, you know what I mean, whatever, three, four people sitting
That'd
together.
That would be kind of cool, I guess, but... I loved the bubble.
I heard that, but I missed the fans, though.
Yeah,
man.
I missed the fans,
I mean,
too.
I liked the digital fans. I thought that was fucking
the digital
dope.
Fans was dope, but nah, bro. I wasn't the
digital fans was the dopest way you could do it if you can't have real fans. If you can have real fans, give me the real fans.
I think that the bubble for NBA has been the absolute number one best thing to ever
wackest thing about no fans or very little fans that I've noticed in every single sport. So every once in a while, a big play happens and there's silence.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, motherfucker.
Yeah. Nah, they're simulating crowd noise.
I know, but every once in a while, they either forget or it's too late
or
something like that. And
they'll catch it in time.
and even the commentator sometimes will be asleep, like just not really get hype off of it. And I'm like, did you see that fucking catch or did you see that block
and I hate,
that dunk?
And I hate watching football where they're doing the Lambo leap and there's nobody there to catch the players.
Hey, what
I
if
hate
you're,
watching that,
what
bro.
If you're,
Aaron Rodgers did that shit into the mat the other day.
There's nobody there, like.
What if you're a hater and then something dope happens, like somebody get dunked on, and you're like, silence. Like,
did y'all see that DeAndre Hopkins cast the other day?
Yeah, man. Ridiculous,
God,
man.
God damn, dog. That shit was
fucking
crazy.
Ridiculous.
And you know when we hoop, I'll be like, excuse me. Yeah. Like, I grab a rebound or something. I was screaming at the TV.
That shit, the first place I ever heard that, I don't know if it was where you got it, was from Kenny.
That's where I got it from.
Yeah.
I
ran into his ass today.
Yeah.
But that fucking catch was
insane.
Like, I was getting ready to watch the end of that game. I'm like, oh shit, it's close, whatever it's not. And I was just like,
Man, I'm they tired. Was losing. I had just watched the Bills. Josh Allen throw that crazy pass to Biggs? What's his last name?
I didn't see that.
Biggs. I don't watch football.
I can't remember his name though. But he threw that nice ass end zone pass where nobody was catching that but him. I was like, God damn, that was like a veteran throw. That was like an Aaron Rodgers throw.
I also feel
and
like
then Kyler came back next play. All right, hold my beer, nigga.
I feel like the everything also with the with trying to do sports differently, like the angles are better. Like the camera angles for the home pleasure, I think is a lot better. Like
football, they definitely have
everything. Yeah, I feel like football too.
I think football the angles the same. I think they're the same.
Are they? They look different football. To me.
All the basketball was lower.
Basketball was different.
I didn't really like that. But I didn't really. Like they brought it down so too low to the
court.
So
I thought that was dope because I've gone to a couple games, like a lot of Cavs games, where to watch LeBron play. And
he said, "I've gone to a couple games, like a lot of Cavs games."
Did yeah, I've that? Gone to a lot, but
a couple or a lot,
a lot. But but when you're and to know the difference of being really high and then kind of being like a little bit low, I never had like you know courtside seats. But when the camera
I've been real close to courtside before,
when the camera is that low,
it's
like crazy. It makes you feel like
I
how
fell
they see
into
in court,
actual
courtside.
Yeah, I sat behind LeBron the one game; it was fucking nuts. But he didn't play. But it was still kind of dope. Like, I could have reached like this and put my hand
That's
on the shoulder
crazy.
The whole game. Yeah. The whole game.
Yeah. I'm a fan in that way where I'd have been crazy. Like, oh, this is
them
dope.
Dudes is huge, man.
They are.
Huge.
It's
but
crazy.
They're not, but they're not that big.
The very
That's the craziest the thing about it.
Ain't it?
They big,
you,
but they're not that big.
Because you were like 6'4", 6'5"?
6'3".
The thing,
like I'm bigger than a lot of NBA players, but but if you go to, but if you look at, if you stand one of them next to me, they look way bigger than me.
But you got,
I would say a lot.
You got Steph. I mean, you probably.
I think Steph is 6'3". Maybe even
6'2".
And combining in height and weight, I'm bigger than most NBA players.
Well, we throw that weight in there for
sure. You got to put the weight in there.
Nah, but the,
like I ain't a little dude.
No, definitely it tripped me out. The very first time I ever went to a game and saw LeBron, it don't get me wrong, it was a little bit earlier on in his career, but even though you see how like brawny and beefy he is on camera, but then when you see him in person, you're like, damn, he's also long and lean as a motherfucker. Like, this is a long-ass dude.
That's how
dude.
I felt about – well, I haven't seen Dwight Howard in person, but, like, when you look at Dwight Howard
next to other
people –
He was playing in that same
people,
game. He
like,
was playing in that
God.
Same game that I went to. The first one that I went to –
Dudes
was
are huge.
A,
you know what?
His shoulders are easily as wide as
that's
a
what
fucking
I mean,
refrigerator.
Like, you see him next to, like, other big players, and you're like, what the fuck is this dude
his,
on?
His shoulders
Bro, two of the craziest things that I've seen – going to an actual game was the size of Shannon Brown's hands, which you can see how big his hands is on screen, but getting closer to him, this nigga could palm my laptop, bro. I swear he could. The size of his hands and the size of Derek Fisher's head. Derek Fisher's head big as fuck, bro.
I don't even know where you was about to go with that. Like
his head big as fuck.
But with you saying hands, it trips me out because Shaq was playing for Cleveland in one of the Cavs games I went to too, and he's sitting there talking to the ref before the game, and you could tell they were actually talking about something where he was like trying to prep him for whether they like calling fouls for him or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's talking to the ref, and at first they're kind of just exchanging back and forth, but then he starts getting into talking to it, and he puts his hand out, and he's kind of like, you know what I mean, using his hands to talk. And when he does, he puts his hand like right next to the ref's face.
Covers his whole
And I was just
up.
Like, oh my God. Like, it looks like he could fucking just cover his whole head and you wouldn't see what it's It looked like a fucking, all of a sudden, you felt like he was talking to an infant out there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and I'm looking, I'm like, oh yeah, dude which does barely go above his waist.
Which is funny to look at him, like, when you watch SportsCenter. Him and Kenny next to each other, like Kenny used to play. Like what the fuck did he used to do?
How
like,
bad Kenny's knees are.
Looking at the way that he walks, it's like, man, how could he play basketball before?
And he was nice.
And he was
at
nice
one point.
Too.
Like
nice. He wasn't no scrub.
Winning dunk contest? Did he win a dunk contest or did he just do well in it?
I think he was in one, but I don't think he won.
I think
one.
He did well in it. Yeah.
Golly.
But he might have won a college one or something.
But have y'all seen the trades going around?
Yeah.
Did y'all see what Milwaukee did?
I don't be paying attention.
I did not see what Milwaukee did.
They picked up Drew Holiday for Eric Bledsoe.
Really? I thought that was,
and
that, hold on,
and,
that for sure happened.
And
it's done.
And they getting Boban Bogdanovic from the Kings.
But hold on, it's done.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Drew is there.
I saw two different posts today that were saying where the Lakers were still possibly trying to get Drew, and then
yeah, it's over with.
Did they finalize the Schroeder thing yet?
Yeah, we got him.
Okay.
We got Dennis Schroeder, which is a I don't
I
know
love
how
him.
The fuck we got
I
him.
Love his
that
game.
That is a steal.
Who
did
they
bro,
get rid of?
His game. Rob Pelinka got motherfuckers' kids held in somebody's basement somewhere.
Because
bro.
They only
Who'd
gave
they
up,
get rid of?
They only gave up
we gave
Danny Green.
Daniel Green.
And
like
a number 28, like a number 28 pick or some crazy.
But the
shit.
Crazy thing is, though, when they announced the trade, they didn't announce that Danny Green was a part of it. They just said the draft pick.
I
had to Google to find that out.
No, so I got
I saw it with both.
Yeah, I had to on my Google timeline, it was talking about Danny Green. I almost sent you the article. Whatever.
Did y'all see the video? Y'all see the video he put out?
Who, Daniel Green? No, I didn't see.
Why do you hate him?
Dude, I work with sent it to me, and he was like,
"Do the Lakers still have fuck ass my boy? What the fuck is his name? Caruso? JR? No, JR.
I don't know.
Well, they need to get rid of his ass.
This is the Danny. I think I can play it on here because he posted the social and Sports Center posted or whatever. But shall I play it or no?
Yeah, go ahead, play it.
It's quick, but I will. I'll put it in the mic.
It ain't no music.
But no music. But dude sent it to me, and he was like, "Damn, was you going hard at Danny Green on social, Aaron?"
Is he crying?
Hold on. What's up, man?
He said, "Aaron, what's
Danny
up, man?"
Green here from Los Angeles Lakers. It's news to me from some of your buddies that you think you could beat me one on one.
So some
who's he talking to?
Some that's random fan, like name Aaron. Like was either commenting or DM him and or what or like he and he said it or buddies or something and they were saying
yeah nah
so he's like Aaron what's up man
yeah nah he's nah, like Aaron, he's like Aaron you gonna get fried he is a professional
that's what he said he was like I'm gonna let you know now though he was like you can't get me or any other NBA player one on one
none
but my dude said it to me like damn man you was going that hard at Danny Green online I was like nah it wasn't me.
How do y'all feel about
and the, I know y'all Chris watch Paul college. Might be going to Phoenix.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we're done about basketball.
I think that's weird. Hold on. We got a little bit more.
Pump your fucking like brakes, nigga. Hold on.
90% of people are not going to care.
No, but this can just be a basketball episode, all and right. then we cut it. So the other thing I was going to say is, first of all, I think the Chris Paul shit is weird. Like, I don't think it's horrible for him to go play with Booker, but at the same time, I'm like, what is Phoenix trying to do? Like, I don't know if – They either apparently have a ton of faith in their big men and like DeAndre Ayton coming back and shit like that or whatever. But I'm like, I don't know what.
I'm more so worried about what the fuck Chris Paul is trying to do.
I think
get to a contender, bro.
I think he's still just trying to like still make sure he stays in the league and makes decent money. That's so what it seems
so
like
he,
to me.
He might not care about winning.
I think he does, but I think he also is like always fearful. Like, hey, I'm a short dude. That's old. It could be over for me.
I do like him and Booker combo though.
I don't know, man.
Because
maybe.
Devin Booker is nice.
He's a fucking assassin.
Young, but he's young and he get that Chris Paul next to him.
Right.
Paul,
okay.
Intelligent ass veteran.
Yeah,
bro, that's gonna make Book so much better.
Did Westbrook make a decision?
They're talking. I heard today they're talking to the Wizards about a trade involving John Wall and Russ Brooks.
I wish so bad for John Wall to get out of there just because I don't know if that's going to change anything
and
for him.
He's back, too. I can't wait to watch him.
I hope he doesn't get fucking hurt again. Knock on wood. But the other thing I was going to say, too, is like to me the biggest thing we had to talk about is Harden. I don't know if y'all seen what's going on with Harden.
He's trying to get to Brooklyn.
Yeah, so he is turning down a $50 million extension.
$102 million for 3 years. 2 years.
Yeah, well, and it was, I think, another $50 on top of what he was already set to make or what they had already proposed to him before or whatever, and he turned it down. And they're saying that, like, for what he's looking at to agree to in Brooklyn, he's going to make, like, a crazy amount less and pay, like, $14 million more in taxes. Just because he just doesn't seem like he wants to be in Houston anymore.
Well, if he goes to Brooklyn, they'll most likely be in the finals next year.
Right.
The keep of the bean. Because you're going to have him, Kyrie,
but who
and
the fuck
KD?
Are they going to lose in that?
I thought KD was leaving. They said it's going to be a trade.
Nah, there's going to be a trade, but they're getting rid of younger guys. Like Dinwiddie, probably Covert.
I thought I seen a news thing about Caris LeVert. He
might be a part of that trade, but it's like a package of a bunch of younger dudes.
Honestly, Caris LeVert and Spencer Dinwiddie are both killers.
Mm-hmm.
Like they really are like some of the nicest players that a lot of people don't know about. Like if you're not a hardcore basketball fan, you don't really know about them too much. A little bit about LeVert because he was.
Well, you saw LeVert in the bubble.
That's what I'm saying. He was turning
like
up a little bit in the bubble, but Dinwiddie was hurt. Right, he was either hurt or he just was coming back.
Dinwiddie was cooking before the bubble started.
That's what I'm saying. But like, not a lot of people know about them too, and if they got both of them and some other shit for Harden, that's not a horrible trade, especially when he wants to get out anyways. Right. So I mean,
they gotta get rid of
that
coach, dog.
D'Antoni,
fucking go, man. They're never gonna. You know what? He's terrible. Yeah. He's great at selling tickets. He's not going to get you no wins.
Who?
Mike D'Antoni.
Oh, okay.
He'll sell the fuck out of a ticket. He'll have everybody come to watch. But y'all not going to go nowhere. Y'all going to be good enough just to not be good enough every fucking year.
I mean,
it's got to be somebody at the bottom.
I kind of think that's what Harden's thoughts are now. Like, damn, I'm tired of us being super good or looking like
that's
we're
why I was more afraid
fuck.
Of Denver than I was of Houston in the playoffs.
I was still
because Houston is going to Houston. Yeah. They're going to they Mike D'Antoni is on their bitch.
So
they're
that sounds like a big mix up in the West. What do you feel like about Golden State now that their big players are coming back?
I can't wait to see Steph play again. I miss that nigga, man.
We'll see. I can't stand watching him play. Like I told y'all before, he got game like a motherfucker. It's not against him.
I just can't stand watching
how people play him defensively.
What do you mean?
Because like I told y'all before, there's so many people that will randomly leave him open. And it's
but you almost can't follow him anywhere.
The draft is tomorrow night, Wednesday. Tonight they're doing like a draft
special. They got like a top pick too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they would have to. They fucking blew dick this year. But
that's such a white dude.
But anyways, he definitely does run around a ton of screens and like is constantly moving and does a lot of smart shit to get open.
He's like a gnat. He's like an annoying fucking player. When I watch him, I'm like. He's always running, and then he's always on the ground. I would call
Pat Beverly a gnat before I call Steph Curry a gnat.
I mean, not to take away from his fucking skill. I'm just saying, like he runs around so much that's almost like he has like that's his defense while he has offense. You know what I'm saying? Like he's not he'll shake you, right?
You know what great defense is against somebody who you can't stop?
What?
Make them play defense.
Yeah, make them tired.
If you run them around, if you get their top guy running around, it's going.
That's one of the biggest reasons a lot of people who aren't hardcore like basketball fans, and then I hate when I see it from fucking actual basketball fans too, like or actual dudes that played a lot of like legit ball, college ball, this and that, when they're like, why isn't so and so sticking the best player? Like, come on, like, man! Like
not,
you don't know by now. Like
that.
They don't want their fucking best player to be that tired.
Yeah.
Like slow down. I understand saying like
people
in
used to say that
quarter,
about LeBron sticking Curry.
Everybody,
like,
all about sticking everybody. LeBron has always got it the hardest. But
why is that worth his time?
The part I understand about it is like in the clutch.
Certain times you got to step up, my nigga. I don't want you chasing this nigga around for the whole game.
Yeah, yeah.
But the last
quarter,
5 minutes,
for
like,
a quarter
you gotta buckle
minutes,
up, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
But if he's not the best defensive player,
which is why he doesn't take that responsibility the
but
entire game.
But in a lot
game.
Of ways,
right.
Because he's
so
not.
So you think at the shit. End, if he's not the best defensive player, you still think that he needs to step up to their best point guard?
It's certain. Well, he shouldn't be guarding Steph anyway.
That's what I'm saying though. Like I'm specifically speaking of people who like give him shit for not stepping up to those type of people.
Well, he runs away from those type of matchups a lot of times.
I feel like
now,
if he's not the better one to be on them, like,
but
how does that not
same,
make sense?
At the same
make
time,
that make
no,
sense to me.
Well, right. I'm about to.
He's about to try.
Because look at the lineup that we've been running with all year. We've had 2 7-footers and LeBron in the game. Who the fuck else is going to guard Kawhi? Who the fuck else is going to guard Paul George? There's nobody.
I'm just.
Who else is going to guard? Who the fuck else is going to guard Giannis?
But that's why he's
most of the times down the stretch, he's our best option.
But I was going to say.
He's not our best wing defender by any means at all. But
even you're talking about the other 7-footer being AD.
Yeah.
AD is a better defensive.
He can't guard none of them.
He can to a degree. He can't. Most better.
He's better than most.
We put, bruh. Do you remember? It was one of those games before Corona shut.
You think he's too lengthy?
The NBA down. And for whatever reason, they had this nigga guarding Kawhi.
Kawhi was
frying him.
But
why is he guarding? Why y'all got him on Kawhi? Yeah. AD's a good defender, yes. He can move, but he's not fast enough to guard.
So you think LeBron is faster?
Who'd they switch to him after that?
To Kawhi?
Yeah.
I think they put Bron on him.
But then who was guarding Paul George?
I don't know. Maybe Bradley?
See, but that's what I'm saying. Then that's a mismatch. That's maybe why.
But Bradley's tough, and Bradley's a great defender.
He can be
though.
As tough as he's he wants.
Actually
he's small.
He's actually part of our one
he
of our best
be as
wing
tough
defenders.
And as best as he wants, he's fucking too small.
But
for
he
them
is too small, yeah.
But no, the thing I was going to say why I say try and the little bit of
or maybe it was
rebuttal I have to the shit he's saying about LeBron shying away from all those. I think some of it in a lot of situations, LeBron kind of has been the best defender on his team in a lot of situations. And then past that, I think sometimes him shying away from it is shying away from it out of intelligence more than being scared of it.
That's how I'd be feeling.
I think sometimes it's like, well, why the fuck why would I go do that? No, yeah. Get your ass over there or fight through the screen. Like, it doesn't make sense. Yeah,
I think he's thinking more about the miss and getting the rebound and making sure that he's in a position
especially
to make sure that he can make
the
next
shit
play.
About all the people
that bothers me, bro.
But especially when I hear all the shit about the people around him always talking about, like, how cerebral he is and how much he's constantly, thinking about every fucking little dynamic of the game. And when I see him do shit, sometimes I think, like, yeah, okay, it looks like you're being a bitch right now. And that's coming from somebody who's been a hardcore LeBron fan always. But most of the time, I'm like, damn, like, okay, yeah, I can see why he thinks, like, that doesn't make fucking sense right now. And it's not all situations. So I'm not trying to give him a way out of this. But I just think that the outside and the LeBron haters or the non-LeBron fans have always been quick to be like, oh, no, he's scared. Like,
well,
yeah. Pump
there's,
your brakes a
there's
little
another
bit.
Thing about him that's not his fault at all and it's not fair at all is that he doesn't play how fans want him
right.
to play.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't say he doesn't play like fans.
He has a
He doesn't play like haters want him to play. I think he plays like his fans want him to play.
Well, I mean those people who give him
the – fucking breaking all the records, but he's not playing how the
I
fans.
Mean those people who have the most shit to talk about him. You know what I'm saying? Like
haters.
He doesn't do what – he don't
not,
do what –
those
what,
are not fans.
Well, he don't
they're
do what they
haters.
Want him to do.
Yeah, there's haters.
But at the same time, I mean, like, at some point, you're the best guy on your team. A lot of times, you're the best guy on the floor. Like, we wouldn't even see you step up and take
some
matchups.
Throw some shit on your back every once in a while.
Listen to this. This is what I get annoyed with is that y'all will say he is the best player on the thing. Oh, he's not better than Michael Jordan. Like, y'all will put him in this category where he needs to fucking coach the team and say who's going to be in there, take the ball, get the rebound, block everything, do every fucking thing, and be like, oh, he needs help. He can't do everything on his own. Like, what the fuck are y'all trying to say? Like, it's so counterproductive, the arguments that I hear for LeBron, that it just drives me up the fucking wall.
Let me tell
like,
you something else that's counterproductive.
What?
Every other argument for every other basketball player. All that shit is kind of productive, but it's fun.
Because it's people's opinion.
It's fun to do.
Yeah.
It's all opinion-based.
It's opinion-based, but it's
and on top of all that, like, when you're one of the greats, you're going to be compared to the greats who played before
I don't even care about him being compared to Jordan. I don't even get in that argument. All I'm saying is that when LeBron is – now I don't care when he's being compared to Jordan. It's just like when he's the best – if everyone is always saying like he's the best player on the court, right? Out of both teams, it takes away from all the other players that it's making like they're not good enough to be out there. Like they can't do anything. So it's like when they're saying like he should be doing this or he should be doing that, there's other players that are just as good or, you know, good at one thing specifically that then they can go and do. You know what I'm saying? Like he doesn't have to be every single place at every moment.
Like most of the time, he's not supposed to be the defender.
He can't
on the
be.
Team. Yeah,
he's not. That's not his role for that game or for whatever.
For that team for that fucking season.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if he's the best guy on the fleet on the floor, shouldn't he be able to take the other?
There's
best
five
guy?
Other players on the other team that are on the court. That
if
how
he,
is he supposed to be
I'll
all those places
say,
at once?
I'll say this: if he ever has had like. Because I'm kind of drawing a blank right now, but not really because I can't really say. If he ever had, like, a lockdown defender on his team, I don't give a fuck what the situation is. I think I want that lockdown defender on him.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I think he's just never had, like, a
like, if he ever played – like, if like he ever had
Doug,
Tony Allen on
his team. Tony Allen, how Doug Christie was back in the day. Even Pat Beverly at times. Like,
is the
just,
problem
like,
that
somebody
his-
that is a fucking – mm-hmm. A menace on defense, you know what I mean? Somebody that's locked down.
Do you think the problem is that his skill outshines everybody? And then it's hard for y'all to see, not y'all, like I'm saying in general, like
I think
it's hard for other people to see other people doing the things that we want him to do.
I think it's more what Brent said. I think it's just everybody's opinion. And like if somebody that doesn't like him or even they didn't even gotta not like him, it's just like they're rooting for a team against him or mm-hmm. another player is actually their favorite and they hate hearing the comparisons or whatever. They're just going to pick holes. They're going to try to find holes. You know what I mean? They're going to look for a spot to be like, oh, he doesn't do this or, oh, he should be better here. And it's not. It's like, well, when you do that, you forget you're ignoring that he's better than about everybody, every other fucking player in the league at about almost every statistical category. So
they'd be exhausted.
So be
you also got to look at what has happened to him since he's been in the league.
expectations.
Like the media has pumped him up to be so fucking incredible, and then that just perpetuates every time he breaks another fucking record.
But the craziest is he's one of the only dudes to ever get those kind of expectations and fucking live up to them and succeed them in a lot of
ways. I know. All those expectations.
And that doesn't stop people's expectations because he's already met and exceeded them.
Yeah.
So they're going to expect more out of him. And that's not fair, but at the same time, the media has done such a great job of propping him up over the years that it just makes it worse.
Well, I think they ran into some shit where, I think they wanted him to be, their poster child for the longest time. And then with ESPN, then when the shit went down with Delonte and his mom and all that and shit, I think then they really were like, oh, man, we got to cater to this dude. Because you remember that, right, where he said, if there was any more mention of it, if they kept doing stories about it, this and that, whatever, he would never appear on ESPN again. Would never do.
Oh, I didn't hear
when
that.
The shit happened with everything coming out, supposedly that his mom was fucking with Delonte and all that or whatever. You remember that, right?
I do remember it vaguely.
And a lot of talk was that's another reason why he was leaving Cleveland, or maybe even the main reason and this and that.
There damn sure ain't been much talk of it ever since it happened.
No, but that's no, seriously.
They swept that shit under the rug.
No, they said that his agent or somebody submitted a letter or something or got on the phone with somebody. But I think there was a letter that said if this shit is. But yeah, they might not have wanted it in ink, so I won't go that far.
And he was the face of the league.
But
he basically said,
if this shit, if my mom keeps getting brought up on your fucking stations, then you guys will never get independent interviews with me anymore. Anything you want to do with me at all is done.
Hey, how does that, I don't know if y'all know, but how does it work with the, I know they have to do media
a certain
days,
amount of media,
right?
Yeah.
But do they, how much of that is optional? Is none of it optional?
I think most of it is all mandatory.
I think most of it is mandatory, but then whatever they say is more up to them. So that's why you see the guys that go on there and say the same word 20-some times or whatever, because they can't tell them what exactly to say or that they have to 100% cooperate. They just kind of ask them
to. They can go in there and be a complete asshole.
Yeah, how would y'all feel
losing
those games?
They just have to do them.
But I mean, if you're at that caliber, that level, that mentality, and then you lose, and then you you got to do a motherfucking interview at the end of the game, you're like, well, what do you think happened?
We lost.
What the fuck? Right.
That's why I love Pop, bro.
I've seen some players say that shit, too. And I see them in my head, but I can't say their names. But when that happens, I'm just like, why the fuck are y'all? Why do y'all ask that question? You know what I mean? When I see them in the interviews, when they're at the table interviews, not just standing there, but at the table
ones after the playoff losses and the finals losses are to me some of the most awkward dumb shit ever. But at the same
time, seven reporters asking the same fucking thing.
Sometimes you get some decent little sound bites out of it where somebody says we kind of looking back, we realize now we should have played this a little bit more this way. We should have double teamed here more this and that, and you get some good insight, which is cool. And I think that's always what they're hoping for is the fans get a little bit something extra.
They're looking for a sound bite.
Yeah, yeah. The fans get a little bit something extra that's actually worth a shit. But yeah, I know I always think about it damn, I think it's a little bit more normal to them because they're forced to do it so much that it becomes a little bit more normal. But I'm also always thinking you two, man, if I just lost that fucking game, especially playoffs or finals or something and you start asking me.
I don't give a fuck what game it is.
I'm going to give you
if it's the middle of the motherfucking season and I sat out, don't ask me no questions. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. Get the hell out of my face.
But anyways, I think I don't know about y'all, but I think we kind of got a good wrap on the state of basketball.
I got something still in the sports vein. I was going to switch gears to football. I guess baseball kind of tanked their season with COVID cases.
Baseball still around?
I think they're done.
Yeah, they won.
But I think they
somebody
had
won.
I think
the Dodgers won.
The Dodgers won the World Series.
They were just playing at the same time with the NBA bubble and shit. But they were rampant with COVID cases.
Yeah.
NFL, I don't know as many COVID cases, but what I was getting to is that, so obviously we're in Ohio, and the Buckeyes couldn't play this past weekend because another school had their team.
That shit hurt, man.
Yeah, how do y'all feel about this?
Didn't they said there was maybe a couple in Ohio State as well?
I don't know.
I don't
watch football.
I don't know if it was actual players. I think most of the time, that's the crazy thing too. Most of the time it's staff and shit that test positive. Even in the NFL.
It was a lot of the players
on the other team.
Whatever.
It was eight players.
What was they playing?
There.
Whoever they was playing. Minnesota?
It was Minnesota.
Yeah. And
you pack a bunch of motherfuckers into a locker room together.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, what you asking? What are you asking for?
Back when I was in college, they would. Never mind. You know what? I can't talk about. I ain't gonna go that bad, sharing women and stuff. That That was
that's a good way to catch COVID.
That's a, yeah, that's a good way to spread the germ in a lot of different ways.
Spread the love. Yeah. But I that's crazy to think about, like, these COVID cases that are affecting sports. I guess I was kind of relating that to is that we're excited for the NBA to come back. I like the bubble because it literally had no cases, right? And it'll be crazy to see how the transition is going to be. So I don't know. I'm kind of like, I'm worried and excited at the same time because they're not going to be in the bubble. I don't believe it. They're going to try to do a lot of that at their stadiums, but I mean, at their arenas, but I don't know. I don't know what the emotion is that I have. Like, I'm excited, but I would be pissed if, like, you know, something happened to the league where then we would start missing games and
or they shut it down.
Yeah, they have to shut it down. Yeah. So with them not playing in the bubble, I don't know how I feel about it.
I think it'll be similar to like how football and a lot of their stuff has been, where if they have to, they'll just shut down teams for a couple games or a little while, because now it seems like
mess up the season. Like
it does a little bit, but they have so many games; it's very different. Like, I think it really is fucking football.
No,
right,
they're
now,
not going to play 82 games. It'll probably be more closer to 50 or 60.
But there's still a lot of games compared to college football and NFL.
NFL, where it's only 16 games.
You miss a couple games, and you missed a lot.
Yeah.
Something. I read something that said
the playoff.
I read something that said that LeBron might sit out for I think like the first month or something.
He might. He probably shouldn't be playing. He probably shouldn't play until like February.
22nd. Ain't that his birthday? December something.
Sounds right. It's right around mine. Mine's the 23rd.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably should. I don't expect him to play much until after, like, February, for real.
Yeah. I be hating when he don't play. And it's, like, so selfish.
Like, get courtside seats to one of their games if you don't play.
Yo,
that was even worse. Knife to the heart.
First time going to a Cavs game and this motherfucker didn't play. I was broke. Like, I know I didn't just come to this motherfucking game.
I went to a Cavs Raptors game like years ago, mm-hmm. and Vince didn't play. Vince didn't play, and Ricky Davis didn't play. I was fucking sick.
Yeah,
like none of you niggas is.
You know what's, you know what's so crazy about us saying that too is like LeBron and Vince are both dudes that are known that they play almost all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We just happened to fucking make to some games.
You know what?
He didn't miss a single game last year.
You know what though? That
LeBron
last year when he got hurt, and then we missed the playoffs.
Who?
LeBron.
The year before? Yeah, year before last.
I was excited for him not to be playing basketball.
Because he needs a break.
Because he needs a fucking break. That nigga's been playing basketball all year round.
I felt the same.
For the last 10 years straight. Like, man.
Fuck 10 years. I think it's longer than that.
Like, I want to see this nigga come back after rest.
Yeah.
Like, I was excited for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know I didn't want him on my team. But after a while, you know what I'm saying? He was already there. You know what I mean? But I was just like, okay, he's here, so I got to accept it. So I got to embrace it. So I was happy to see him come back fresh.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So I was happy he was off for a while.
I was too, actually. I was like, man, finally, something to force him. Like, I didn't want anything bad to happen. So I didn't want to break nothing. So he kind of got, like, the best of the worst injuries to set you out,
right.
Kind of, you know what I mean? Like, a growing injury. It's a stretch, kind of a...
Like a strain.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you're going to get something, I guess that'd be the one. You don't want a dislocated finger or some shit to make you shoot funny or whatever. But I think he ended up coming back and kind of babying it a little bit. And I think he didn't play as hard, which I thought was smart. But, I mean,
he's smart. He's a savage. He has so much money ramped in or, like, put into
his
recovery
health.
And his health and the people around him and the fucking trainers and all that. Like,
I was always
on his
when
shit.
He came back from that, I was asking myself, like, why is he back?
Yeah.
Like, nigga, you should be sitting down some more. Because then he came back, he aggravated, like a week
after. A little
bit,
He also seems like a dude,
like, bro,
though, that can't leave.
Right.
He also seems like a dude that can't,
like,
leave it
don't,
alone, though.
We don't need you right now.
But I think, like,
we're not making the playoffs.
I think he loves it too much, man.
Yeah, I think his mentality would have been, like, if I sit out, like, I got to give us a chance. And, yeah, I feel like he was trying to give the team a chance. Like, they were so close.
And then think about his hashtag once he came back. Everything was washed king. Hashtag washed king. And I think while he was sitting out, he was like, he was seeing and hearing shit. People saying, like, oh, he's mm-hmm. washed up.
Yep.
Oh, he's getting old. He's starting to get hurt now. It's not like he's washed up. So he was like, all right, I'm coming back.
What
I'm coming back now.
What a comeback
fucking
season.
People up.
I swear, like, last year, man, we watched some great basketball happen. I don't know. There's people who have, like, our parents, if they're still, like, basketball fans, like, their parents' age, they got to witness Jordan's run. And now they're witnessing LeBron's run.
Oh,
like,
he's
going to
skip
It's going to be crazy.
You just gonna skip, you just gonna skip over the last 20 years, huh? We just gonna skip Kobe like that?
They got to witness Jordan, Kobe, and now LeBron, and it's like, what is that? When did was it 90?
Throw Steph in there too
for Jordan's run.
Yeah,
yeah, his was like
so 90
basically
to,
like
to
95,
yeah, 90 to 2020. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a crazy run of 30 years of just
shit. 92.
You got to throw Steph in there, too.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if we're – I mean, I wouldn't call him
then
a GOAT yet.
Then you got to put in there Tom Brady in there.
For real.
Getting
into other sports.
We, right.
I'm just saying.
You just going to mention everybody because you didn't mention Kobe. You got, like, a few
cats that have been running sports just for, like, for the last
years. It's almost like a presidency, right? Like, well, you're thinking about, like, somebody that's, like, the leader of
– And that Tom Brady shit's meaning a whole lot more now that Belichick is losing without him.
Yeah, they.
I thought Tom Brady was losing too.
At first,
aren't they both losing?
At first,
no, they got to win. The Bucks got a winning record.
At first, they just.
The,
I think
the Patriots just,
the
beat the Ravens though.
But that's what I'm saying.
Pretty good,
right? Right. But I'm saying like with Brady, it's, when you watch him play,
Cam's been up and down.
He's
all
still
year.
Fucking Brady. He's still Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? Like you see some of the passes and how he spreads it around to everybody and the shit he does. And it's like, oh no, that was him. You know what I'm saying? Like. It wasn't just the system he was in.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, oh, maybe it's just Belichick. I even thought for a minute, like, maybe it's a combination of him and Belichick.
The
whatever.
System helped the receivers that he had.
Right,
that wasn't
right.
for him. That was for them. That was for those fucking bums. He never had, like, he had a top flight receiver, like, one time
Couple
his whole career.
Randy
like,
Moss
one or two times.
Yeah.
Everybody else was just like, okay, here. We'll
and
just
he,
let
always
you
got,
play.
He always got them when they were old.
Give
too.
You a jersey. Like, yeah. like Wes Welker was fucking returning kicks in Miami.
Yeah.
He came to fucking New England and started breaking records.
Mm-hmm.
The motherfucker had 120, 130 reception seasons. Like, that's crazy. This 5'10", he was returning kicks in South Beach. And now he's over here catching 130 passes a year. All right.
Killing.
How would y'all feel about y'all's kids playing sport? We all got young kids. My son is
a fucking monster.
And he's starting
conditioning.
He's still
only in ninth grade.
Yeah, he's starting conditioning. Only in ninth grade. He just turned 15.
But that's such a big motherfucker.
He is a big dude.
He's been big for so long.
Yeah, he's always been in the 97th percentile. He was at one point in the 100th percentile.
I could have sworn this motherfucker was like 20 by now, right?
Shit, you at least 30, nigga.
Yeah, right.
I'm proud of his size too. Like I love it. Like I'm happy for it.
That motherfucker gonna slap
he
somebody with
the
big ass
somebody's defensive end.
So right, right.
He's been talking to their coaches have been trying to get him to play, and so he might be starting conditioning because he doesn't really care really about sports. He only was gonna play last year. He started conditioning last year because obviously this is all pre-COVID. He started conditioning last year, was kind of getting into it because a couple of his friends was playing. And so he kind of got into it like a little bit. They only were working out. Like he ain't touched the field yet. So then COVID happened when they were going to start conditioning over the summer and like actually, you know, touching football and, you know, doing some drills and shit or whatever, like conditioning for him to play in ninth grade. So he's supposed to have been playing this year, but with COVID, you know, he stopped. We changed schools and everything, blah, blah, blah. So now he might be conditioning to play next year. But how with high school, there's a lot of high school games that have been canceled too. How would y'all feel about y'all's kids playing? Like, would you still
like
want
during,
them to play?
Like during COVID or just sports?
Like during now. Like, would you?
Whew, I mean, it'd be tough for sure because, I mean.
Because y'all love sports. Like, would you make that decision of being the way that y'all think now? Like, if your son was this age right now.
Because it doesn't impact kids too bad. Because it really doesn't get them too bad, and because we aren't around a lot of elderly people.
Shit, I still play.
And yeah, well,
I still
yeah,
hoop.
I know I still play ball too. So I mean, it's
so yeah, I can't.
But I think he's saying too, like it's your kids. You might think a little bit different, whatever. But the thing is, I think the biggest thing is that since we know it really doesn't get them down like that. Like if kids get it, they don't seem to really be bothered by it. Or some like I, from what I've heard, I think most kids don't even get any symptoms. But overall, with that being the case, I think it even more so makes me feel like they'd get more good out of it than they would bad, I would think. So I would probably still let them play.
So how do y'all feel about the schools being closed? And
I think the schools being closed is kind of shitty, but I understand as well, too, because from what I've heard, most of the problems with it is that the teachers, administrators, and shit were all getting sick.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because a lot of your teachers and administrators are old.
Yeah.
Or old and like out of shape.
Hey, you know what's crazy to think about, like teachers being old? Like we had teachers our age right now that were teaching us, and like we used to look at them like
no,
they was
didn't.
Old as shit. Yeah, we did.
I had some young teachers.
I had some teachers that were younger than me.
Nah, we had some young. Remember,
I didn't have that many young teachers.
Mr. Cremines was our age now.
We was in the fourth grade, though.
I'm saying.
He's just saying about in general. He's not saying that, like, throughout school.
But, and that's one teacher.
We had.
Because my math teacher was 50. That bitch. 50 plus.
Yo, I hated her. I can't remember her name right now, but I had the opposite. I had the one that was across the hall from her. I don't remember her name either. But, yeah, she.
She was a mean one.
I hated her.
She was a mean one.
I remember as a punishment, I got sent to her class.
That's crazy.
That was my punishment.
That's crazy.
Like, I wouldn't do my times tables or something. Like, I wasn't writing them down. And I was just like, I don't know. I was trying to be a class clown or something. I didn't really care.
Yeah, most of the teachers that we had, like, in Highland were all old.
Yeah.
There was one teacher that came in, like, later on. I think we were, like, the fourth or fifth grade. Her name was Miss Johnson.
I wouldn't.
She seemed to be younger.
Oh yeah, Johnson. I remember her. Yeah.
I think blonde head lady. She had a fat ass.
I think a decent little wave. Since I went to a lot of the same schools you guys did, I think a decent little wave came like right about the time that I was hitting.
Yeah, even high school, schools. We had, you know, Hartoyne. She was like 20 something.
That's one.
McShane wasn't that old.
McShane was
Mr. McShane.
Hell.
Yeah,
he was in his 50s.
He was like in his late 40s.
Bruh, we're in the ninth grade. That's old. That's old.
Ashburn was old as shit.
Old as shit. Everybody else you could
when
name.
When I started seeing Ashburn in the club, man, that's when that shit got wild.
wait.
You never seen Ashburn in the club?
No.
Oh, man, did you?
Nah.
Oh, my God. Do you remember Long Street, of course?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw Ashburn.
That was the spot.
I saw Ashburn.
I love Long Street, too.
I saw Ashburn in there like three times. And like, it was always weird because I didn't have him.
Beast.
So I think he knew me. I think Alex might have had him. G. So he knew me. Like, he knew of me. He knew like that I was a student at West or whatever.
Him and his crusty ass lips was
but,
a G.
But a lot of people used to just be in there like fucking Ashburn and be in there grinding on young girls and just getting it in. I mean, but these was 18 and older club, so it wasn't
so Long Street had 21 and overnights. And so I mean, he was safe.
I got you.
You know, but
it's still wild. It's still wild to pop up in a club and see
a
teacher in there.
I can't say it was safe because I was 18 in the 21 and overnight.
I was going to say, I was like,
I forgot all about that
until
I just said
ID.
It. Yeah, there's some fake IDs.
If I was in there with somebody else,
he could have got caught up. Teacher's got it bad.
Hold
right
on,
now.
No, I think he did get caught up, though. I think he ended up in the paper, too.
Did he?
I think so. Like, I don't want to put that on him if it didn't really happen. But I feel like you guys might have to look it up after the fact. But anyways, we dropping somebody's name and it really getting on him anyway. So,
he was a great man.
Yeah.
And that's a fantastic teacher.
That's all he was saying.
Anything.
We're talking a bunch of bullshit right now.
The only thing was he had crusty ass lips. I tried to offer him chapstick many times and he wouldn't take it. Other than that, he was a G. I loved him. You know, he drew a picture in my I had this little autograph book. He drew a picture. I can't remember what it said though, but he drew a picture inside of my autograph book. And I thought that was the dopest shit.
I don't even remember him.
Ashburn?
Mm-mm.
What? Like even right now with this conversation, you don't know who we're talking about?
I don't think I had him.
Oh. He was a literature teacher.
Short black bald head dude with glasses.
Nope.
That was
always wearing suits.
I got nothing.
Always. Like
damn.
In the clubs and shit, he even had on the dress shirt, the white dress shirt.
That's funny.
Yeah, I got nothing. Funny.
All right, let's
wrap
this
up.
we went from sports to teachers in the club. So,
all right, fellas, play the music.